S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Good morning. It is 8:03, 77 degrees right now at KRLD. Scott Sams along with Mike Rogers. This is the KRLD Morning News. We're looking for a high of 105 today. And our top story this morning, a fight in a parking lot of the Inn Suites Hotel in Fort Worth has ended in deadly police shooting. We get more now live from KRLD's Emily Trube, who is at I-30 and Beach Street live. Emily?
The body of the man shot by police is still laying here in the parking lot at the Inn Suites Hotel. Body is covered with a sheet. Police say that the man fired on them when they responded to a fight here in the parking lot. People staying at the hotel heard the shot.
And I heard about 4 or 5 gunshots ring out. I actually got on top of my roof. You know, I live right next to the bank here. And I saw about at least 10, 12 Fort Worth police officers swarm this hotel here.
That man speaking with CBS 11. The man was fighting with a father of two, and the man, who is in his early 30s, has been staying here with his sons. He is in critical condition. Reporting live in Fort Worth, Emily Trube, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Fort Worth police officer's squad car smashed overnight by a suspected drunk driver after a wild chase on I-30. KRLD's Phyllis Smith has that story.
A Fort Worth police officer saw a pickup truck speeding along I-30 near Forest Park at 75 miles per hour. He began to chase the truck when the man began driving erratically. The driver eventually pulled over, and the officer pulled up behind him. Then the man put his truck in reverse, hit the squad car, and took off. The officer continued to chase him. The driver pulled off the side of the road and once again slammed into the officer's car. The chase continued, but this time more officers were called in. The man was eventually arrested and charged with aggravated assault against a police officer and evading arrest while intoxicated. Phyllis Smith, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What a miserable week this is turning out to be for some East Dallas apartment dwellers, because their complex doesn't have air conditioning right now. No AC in the middle of this heat wave. Let's get the story live from KRLD's Joe Gomez this morning at the St. Francis Apartments.
Well, Mike, according to many residents at the St. Francis Apartments here in East Dallas, it's been nearly a month since the air conditioning has been working. I spoke to a few tenants who tell me they're trying to find very creative ways to keep cool.
I literally had to drag a mattress outside at about 1:30 and lay my babies on it.
Yeah.
Outside.
The management here says the copper thieves are responsible for stealing wire from a mechanical room, and that's the reason the air conditioning isn't working. But many residents here were sort of skeptical about that excuse. And I've spoken to quite a few people here at the St. Francis Apartments. They tell me that they're going to just try to find creative ways to keep cool. And in the meanwhile, we're still waiting to hear management's response to these accusations of neglect. And with temperatures expected to, you know, dip over 100 degrees today, it's going to be a struggle out here for sure. Reporting live in East Dallas, Joe Gomez, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Joe. Energy conservation tips for you and great ways to beat the heat as well. Also, a list of local cooling stations. It's all on our website right now at cbsdfw.com. Looks like hundreds of new jobs coming to North Texas, and Governor Perry and the United Health Division announcing plans for more than 1,500 jobs across the state, about half of them here in North Texas, in Irving. Those jobs will be for a company called Connections, a health insurance firm that United acquired back in August. The employees will work with 6 of the country's biggest insurers to help them enroll more customers. 2 other United Health programs will bring the rest of the jobs to Texas. Those will be in San Antonio, in Sugar Land, and down in the valley in Harlingen.
8:07 at KRLD. How do you feel about DART fares going up? How'd you like to tell DART exactly what you think about that? That's coming up on KRLD, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th next.
When severe weather hits North Texas, depend on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Powered by Whole Foods.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 8:08 and we've got some big problems in Fort Worth this morning. This update's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. It's a big old stalled out trash truck. 35W northbound at Garden Acres McPherson Boulevard is blocking the center lane. So right now we are seeing traffic at a standstill from Wilshire Boulevard trying to get around this. Also in North Richland Hills, there's the construction that has the left lane closed. Roof Snow Drive northbound and southbound at North Loop A20. And because of that, we're seeing massive backups on southbound Roof Snow, even heavier than normal. Also reports of a car fire in Grand Prairie. This is on 20 westbound just after 360. It's on the right shoulder at the end of the 360 on-ramp. The fire is now out, but we are seeing stop-and-go traffic from Great Southwest Parkway. Rob Sively is checking out all this heavy traffic on I-30. What's going on, Rob?
Well, that's because of ongoing construction. If you're heading from Mesquite toward downtown Dallas, westbound I-30, it's right there at the Dolphin Street Bridge. Right lane is blocked, and that's why traffic is backed up solid all the way to Jim Miller. It's going to cost an extra 20 minutes this morning. Also, I'm looking at Loop 12 Walton Walker heading from Dallas toward Irving. Got delays. They start just past Davis as you head up toward I-30, and those really don't break up until you get up toward Irving Boulevard. And westbound LBJ, that is still slow from 75 Central over past Hillcrest.
Thanks, Rob. This update's brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Want to download great instructional videos from gold medalist Christy Rampone, captain of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team? Then visit jerseymikes.com or any of their stores. That's Jersey Mike Subs, always fresh sliced, always fresh grilled. With traffic and weather together on the 8th, I'm Julie Fisk. Your next report's at 8:18 on your traffic leader, KRLD. This is a historically hot day across North Texas. 113 degrees is the all-time hottest temperature at DFW, and it happened on this date back in 1980. So today's 105 will be hot, but not record-setting. I have 102 in your forecast tomorrow, and then 100 for Thursday and Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal in the KRLD Weather Center.
Krista, thank you very much. 85 degrees already at KRLD. This portion of the news brought to you by Air and Heat Hospital. Scott Sams and Mike Rogers with you this morning, coming to you live from the DriverSelect.com News Center.
It's been another small earthquake shaking up parts of Johnson County. This was late last night. Little earthquake, about 2.6 was the magnitude, and it was centered near Alvarado. It's very difficult to feel anything below a magnitude 3. So police didn't get too many calls. They didn't get any calls, in fact, about this particular earthquake at 2.6. But it was there. Now, there have been several of them, in fact, of similar size in Johnson County over the past few days. People who ride DART can tell officials with that agency what they think about a proposed fare hike at a meeting that's coming up tonight.
The plan is to raise fares for bus and rail passengers in December. It would be the third price hike for DART since 2009. The proposal calls for increasing the cost of a day pass by $1 and increasing the cost of a monthly pass by $15. Officials say that would keep some people from riding, but it would also boost revenue from fares by about 15%. Board members could vote on the plan in August. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, to move from far north Dallas to downtown near DART's West End Rail Station, the Antioch Church recently sold their building at Hillcrest and Arapahoe, sold it to Prestonwood Baptist. The congregation's new home, that'll be in the landmark Awalt Building at Pacific and Austin, downtown Dallas. A church has also purchased the entire block at Elm and Lamar. Southern California is now dealing with a case of bath salt-induced violence. The witnesses say a crazed 20-year-old man telling people he was an alien who talks to Jesus began beating an elderly woman with a shovel when she asked him to stop. He then ran into his apartment and locked the door, held police at bay for an hour before giving up. His victim, who was 77 years old, is expected to survive. The FDA is holding meetings this week on the safety of metal hip replacements.
The meetings follow years of patient reports of pain and swelling, sometimes forcing the surgical removal of the metal-on-metal hip implants. Developers of the hips believe that they would be more resistant to wear and reduce the chances of dislocation, but studies appear to show that the opposite is true, and that 500,000 Americans may have hip replacements that'll need to be replaced much sooner than expected. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Then how about it? You ready for some football? I know it's late June, but
I'm ready.
Talk about it now. You're not going to have to wait long. The Cowboys open training camp in about a month.
Coach Jason Garrett's thoughts after all those off-season workouts and the big camp on the way.
I think they got a good taste of how we're going to do things in training camp. The new players who haven't been here, I think they're starting to understand what we want from them, and that's a good thing. And I think when you're going to day one of camp, for them to have the right mindset about how we approach things around here is a positive. Hopefully we'll continue to grow.
I know it's hard to believe, but the Cowboys start handing out media credentials for training camp in Oxnard in less than a month. Chris Schneider, News Radio 1080 KRLD.